Okay, we are up to. We're going to start again. Tana Rabbanan. I know we're up to Tana Rabbanan. That's where we're going to start. Tana Rabbanan. It's right a little less than halfway down Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Lo Yishuv Banav L'Rabbi Ein Yishuv Banav. He has a wife and children. His master doesn't. Ein Enirza. Shnemek Yahav Chof Beis Beisecha. The Rishonim speak out that the master does not have to have children. He only has to have a wife that's enough to qualify for Beisecha. Even though the Braisa mentions Banim, they want to say because he needs to have Yishuv Banim. The Eved has to say after Sadreis Ishti Ves Bonoi, right? He has to have children. So once he has to have children, so we use that same language by the master. But the master does not have to have children as long as he's married. The Rabbi Yishuv Banim Veloy and Yishuv Banim, the master has a wife and kids, and the Eved does not have a Shivcha Knanis and kids. And the Nirtzish Nemer after Sadreis Ishti Ves Bonoi. He loves his master, but it's not reciprocal. That there has to be a relationship between the two of them. His master loves him. He does not like his master. He wants to stay, but he doesn't like his master. He just doesn't like the alternative of going free. Pasuk says, he says, now some of these psukim are mishpatim, and some are in re'ei. Right, so you have to know which one's which. Who chayla v'rabbi ain't a chayla? He's not. Can I just finish the brisa? Maybe the brisa will cover your question. Who chayla v'rabbi ain't a chayla? Let's say the eved is ill, his master is healthy, ain't a nirtza. Shenema ki toiv loy imach. Has to be good. Chayla is not considered toiv. Rabbi chayla who ain't a chayla ain't a nirtza. Master is sick, he can't be near it. So for the same reason, Shenemar Imach. Rashi, Kitayv Loi, Rashi's all the way down, I'm sorry, Loi Yishu Abalim, two lines on the bottom. Shivcha Kananis, Shenimser Loi, V'yalda Loi. He has to have a Shivcha Kananis that gave birth. Kitayv Loi, Prat L'chayla. Yes.
What's the
problem?
The master's ill?
It says Kitayv Loi, Imach. They both have to be in a situation of good.
It is good with you. Just
because
he's sick doesn't mean
heavy. Again, the Gemara does not consider chayla taiv. You can take it. You can argue the Gemara. Taiv means that things are good. Sick is not good. Now we're not talking a cold. Remember, in those days, a chayla was chayla, meaning charchmanu
l'tzlan. If this Evan takes care of the sick person,
we're trying again. The tyrant, no, the tyrant calls taiv a healthy person. We're not learning Musar now, that it's good for him, and it's cleansing him. All those things are great and wonderful, and they're true. We're learning Pashim Shach. Taiv means the situation is good, nobody is sick.
Tov, lo, is good for him, who?
Both for the Eved.
Lo is always good.
Imach is with the master. The Eved says, I don't want to leave because things are good with me, with you. So we say he has to have Taiv, and the master has to have Taiv. Imach goes with the master.
When it says, "Who ainu hoev is rabo, ainu nirta shenemar kia evcha," doesn't make sense. Should say because it says kia hafi. Kia evcha means the other. He doesn't like this. It's not a question. It's because it says, "Why this thing like the wrong pasuk?"
It's not a wrong pasuk. It's another pasuk. It's another pasuk.
What does kia hevcha mean?
I love my man. He loves you. He's talking from the master's perspective. The Eved tells you, I don't want to leave because I love you.
I don't want to leave because I love you. He's
you're right. It could have said he has to say, I have this adayni. But it says another pasuk. I don't know why I picked that pasuk over the other pasuk. It's Ara, but I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, but kia hevcha means it's an absolute.
No. Kia hevcha is the thing. The Eved loves the master.
He's saying that to his master.
Right. Read, take a look at your side art scroll, which brings the whole pasuk, we know, in the days that we don't look at Chumashim anymore. What does it say?
Okay.
Did not
buy that from
Abe's. Something like that. What if both are sick? Do we say, Imach v'ina v'ika, they are equal? I don't make it time for you, but
he's not good.
Again, the question. Oh, you want to give me a chance?
Yeah.
It's up to you. The question is the Torah insisting that the situation be good together, or the Torah insisting that they share commonality, there be a commonality between them? If they share the commonality, that's good enough. Kitoiv loy, imach, they're both on the same situation. Or is the Torah insisting that that situation be kitoiv? That's the Gemara Shaila. There is no Rashi. Take who? We don't know. Tana Rabbanan. Kitoiv loy,
imach. It doesn't work out near the sun. It's rare. Very rare.
I mean, it should be rare for an Eved to want to stick around.
It should?
For free. You're not getting paid. Housing, room, and board.
I mean, the bottom line is, like Dr. Harris says all the time, it's a tough world out there. So if you want to just, I have a house, I have a...
I don't remember Dr. Harris saying that.
He says it all the time. It's a tough world out there. Actually not, but he says this.
Yes.
People don't want to die. They did not have Joe Biden saying that people who can afford to buy a house should be penalized and pay for people who can't afford it.
Yeah, I just don't think it was so common.
The social welfare system was you die in the gutter.
I got it.
This is avoiding homelessness.
Kind of about it. Kitayv lo imach, imach b'machal, imach b'mishta. Gotta feed them your same food and your same drink. You eat good bread, he eats paskiber, whole wheat bread. After shaysi ayin yashin, shaysi ayin chadash, you get a better quality wine. After yashin agabi mukhan, you sleep on material, who yashin agabi tevin, he sleeps on straw. Karamru kalakayna evan ivri, kikayna adam la'atzmai. Rashi? No Rashi. There's a machlokes rishaynim. I don't know if it's rishaynim achraynim, I think it's machlokes achraynim. If this is enforceable, is this the Torah telling you this is the way you should treat the Eved? What if the master doesn't give him the same kind of bed? Can he take the master to Bezin? Say, he's not keeping the Torah. Torah says, Ki Tov Le'imach. I deserve the same thing him. Or is the Torah advising a person, this is how you should treat your Eved Ivri, but it's not enforceable in Bezin? Meaning, is this from 5 to 6 to 6? This is part of Musar Seder? Or is this part of Halacha Seder? That's the Shiloh. Dr. Gemara Weitz.
Well, what's the sign to say it's non-halacha?
The Torah is telling you, you should, because the Torah, see, it's a very interesting thing. The Torah is not writing a command to the master. This is a story. The Eved says, I don't want to leave because life is good with me with you. That's what the Torah wrote. From the fact that the Eved says, life is good with you, we learn out that he should get the same as the master. Is that a tyrant commanding the master? Or is it saying, this is what should happen, and therefore he says that life is good? Not that the master is obligated. That's the shaila. That's not a command to the master. This is a story. The tyrant is saying, the abbot comes to the master and says, I don't want to leave because life is great with you.
And from the word imach, we darshan so many things.
That's because it says life is good with you. The Torah didn't have to say the word with you.
But wait a second.
The Torah is not telling you imach for no reason. The Torah is not telling me kitay for no reason. I learned halachas, he can't be sick. We learn halachas out from the word kitay. From kitay.
Yeah.
And from imach. Right. The question is it also commanding the master? The other halachas were not in commanding the master. They're in the allowance of when you get bored. Dr. Gemara Weitzer. Yes.
Far be it for me to be an authority on Hebrew or Aramaic, but wouldn't this then be called an asmachta?
No, asmachta is rabbinic. This is not rabbinic. It could be that the terrorist is advising this. You know, this is how you should do things. There's sometimes that the terrorist advises to be a mensch.
I know. I can never tell that. I have never been able to tell the difference unless I'm told.
Right. Tana Rabbanan.
Any words are machrach, like, can't say lo, it say chofshi, or he just indicates that. Or he says...
He can say it in English.
He can say everything in English. Nothing has to be quoted.
I don't think there's any requirement that it be said in Lashon Kodesh. Tana Rabbanan. V'yatza me'imach hu banav imay. It says that at the end of 6 years, I think it's talking about the end of 6 years.
Yovel.
Talking about Yovel. He should leave him and his children. Now, it's not talking about the children of the Shivchei Kananis, because they don't leave. It's obviously talking about his children from his Jewish wife.
What's the question?
I'm just reading I haven't said anything yet. Amar Reb Shimon. What do you mean they go out? They were never sold. He sold himself as an Eved Ivri, or Bezin sold him. What in the world does that have to do with his Jewish children? So, Mikan Sharabi Chayim B'mzayin Esbanov. Zariah, that his master is obligated to feed his children, just like he would have been obligated to feed his children. And I'm going to come back to this. I'm not finished with this yet. Kiyayitza B'davar HaTayimah. In Baal Ishahu, V'yatza Ishti Imai. The Pasuk says, if he's married, his wife goes out with him. And again, it's not his Shifchei Kananis wife. Amar Reb Shimon, if who nimkra ishta mi nimkra, who sold his wife? Mikan, sh'rabbi chayi b'mzaynis ishtai, that the master has to feed his Jewish wife while he's a servant. That's part of the obligation. Tzricha, and the Torah had to tell to me about kids and about wife. The ashmina b'anav b'shalev ab'nevel mechulinu, they're not capable of working. We're talking about young children. He supports young children. Older children earn their own fare, right? So they're not capable of earning, but it makes sense that the Torah obligated him. Maybe without a pustik, I would say, the wife get a job. It's not the derech, women, to go in public to get jobs. They go collect money. Go collect. That's why the Torah told me both of them. Rashi, no questions yet. The labane mayel mechunenu chiktanim heim derktanim. She do read lachzer lapsakim pishibucha. She's embarrassed to go collecting. Now, there's a machlokes here. There's, first of all, there's a who does her earnings go to while he's an eved kanani, eved ivri. He's an eved ivri. The Torah says the master is obligated to feed his wife. What happens now to the money that she does earn? Married women used to earn money. They used to work with wool and make things and sell them, and they used to earn money. Now, in a marriage, the husband pays his mezainis, and the woman gives him a maisi yadayim. Here, by an eved ivri, where the master is feeding, does he get an entitlement to maisi yadayim or not? Now, her giving him the maisi yadayim is a rabbinic takana, that a woman, since he's feeding her, should give the maisi yadayim to her husband. That's its rabbinic takana. The chiyuv mezainis is a machlokes tanoim. Some say biblically a husband's obligated to feed his wife. Some say it's a rabbinic chiyuv. But there it's a chiyuv. In return for that, the rabbanon gave her earnings to him in order he shouldn't be upset that I'm feeding my wife and she's not earning any money. So this way, that's how the rabbanon set it up. How about here? The Torah obligated the master to feed this woman. Is the Torah, is the Rabbanon Takona of Maisi Yadayim now switch over? There's no Eva. We don't need the master to like this woman. There's no reason for us to preserve a relationship here. But on the other hand, in a marriage, the woman gives her earnings to the one who feeds her. Maybe over here she should give her earnings to the one who feeds her too. So this is a machloikis. I'm not going to pick sides here. This is a machloikis, whether the woman's earnings go to the master or goes to the Eved Ivri. Remember, there's no machakana Eved kana rabbi by an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri can be a very rich man, and his wife earns money. According to some machloikim, he gets her earnings, even though he's not feeding her, because the master is feeding her. Now, she could say, you know, I don't need the food from the master. That's her obligation. That's her thing. But the master has a chiyuv deraisa to feed her. Whereas a husband might have a chiyuv deraisa, but the rabbanon gave him something in return. Did they give that in return to the master or not? Is a machloikas. You can say one way, you can say the other way. We're not taking a vote here. It's going to be a machloikas akrainim, which way it is. Yes, Baruch
Meshach. Does he have to physically live in under his roof? And they do they also?
No.
Master's roof?
No. Don't have to.
Because yeti means just going out of
correct.
Servitude.
Correct.
What,
does the Eved Ivri have to move into his master's house? Well, remember, the master can give him a Shifchei Kananis. So obviously he's going to have access to that Shivka Knanis during the nighttime. He'll be sleeping with her, not with his Jewish wife. Not with his Jewish wife. Well, Shivka Knanis did not necessarily live in the master's house either. He could have slave quarters. I don't know how they set it up. No idea.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Second, Harvey, wait 1 second. There are people talking here. Yes. Shivka Knanis? Absolutely. She's chayiv in all mitzvahs that a woman's chayiv in. Yes, doctor.
Does the fact that a woman can waive her right to support mean that it's rabbanan or that?
My siyadayim is a chayiv drabanan from a woman to her husband. If she doesn't want to give him her ma'isi yadayim, she has a right to tell him, don't feed me, I'll keep my own earnings. Here, manushak, if the master is not getting her earnings, why should she waive it?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I'm not talking about the master, I'm talking about the husband. The question is whether it's deraisa or...
Even if it's a deraisa, it's for her benefit. And therefore, she has a right to say, "Ein nizayin is ein yaisa." Rabbanan required me to give you my earnings. I don't want to. So I don't want to. I'm waiving that deraisa. Yes, Harvey.
So in light of these obligations to the children, if he stays, do we say then that when we said before that the master and the servant have to like each other, ki tov lo imach, does that mean not only that the master likes the work of the servant, but that also the master actually wants him to stay? In other words,
absolutely.
He thinks this...
Absolutely. If the master doesn't want him, he's out.
So, I mean, the master may love him, may like his work, may say, it's fine, but I ain't paying your kids anymore. I'm not feeding them anymore, so you have to go.
He has to go.
But
so
he doesn't have to pay them anymore
after that. We're talking about till Yovel. He's staying as an eved every. The master has to continue feeding his wife and kids.
Rabbi Margaretin.
Yes.
You said it was a deraisa obligation to feed his wife and kids, or to... Is that what you said?
It's a deraisa obligation for the master to feed the eved every's wife and kids, correct?
Where do we learn it?
Well, one pasuk says yatsa banav imai, and one pasuk says yatsa ishta imai. What does that mean, his wife and kids leave? What are they leaving? They never were servants. So the Gemara darshens Amar Reb Shimon, that from here we see that there was some kind of obligation that is now severed. And the obligation was he should feed them. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara does not discuss earnings.
Does he have to feed the wife of the heaven and the children as well the steak dinners and good bedding?
I don't know. It's kitayv lo imach, imach b'machu, imach b'mishta, go on the wife and kids as well. I don't know. Zot gemar vayt, tana rabbanan. Ilu nemar aznoi b'delos. It says, v'nasata b'aznoi u'b'delos. If it would have just said, v'nasata aznoi b'delos, put his ear against the door. And Viratza Adain, and then it would have said, and do Ritzia. Hayisi Aimer, Yitker Kenegar Azne Badalas. You don't make a hole in the ear, you make a hole in the door where the ear is, which means on the opposite side of the door, you bore a hole in the door where his ear is. He keeps his ear against the door, and the guy bores a hole in the door. Visata Azne Badalas, put his ear against the door. And then bore the door.
Door post, you mean?
Door. Dallas in, us no lie. Now the Gemara interrupts this. How could you possibly think that you're boring the door, not the ear? There's another pasuk, right? There's two pasukim we're dealing with. One is in Re'eh, and one is in Mishpatim. In Re'eh it says, and Asata v'asnoi badalas, and in Mishpatim it says, v'ratza adayna v'asnoi b'matzeya. We're saying, had the Torah in Re'eh written, v'nasata asnoi badalas, not b'asnoi, we would have said, you bore the door only. And the Gemara interrupts and says, no, you couldn't have said that, because in Mishpatim it says, you bore the ear. Dr. Gemara, this is the Havamina. Elo Yisiyimer, Yutzena Lo'ezim Avroi, first bore the ear by itself, then V'yenechemu Al Adelos, then you move the ear to the ear to the door, V'yitka K'neged Azim Adelos, and then you bore the door. So you would bore both separately, right? You bore the ear, then move the ear to the door, put the ear against the door, and bore the door. Which means put it in the ear and in the door, which means you don't bore the door. You bore the ear when it's against the door till you hit the door. The ear has to be put against the door and you make a hole in the ear till you get to the door. Rashi. Ilu nemer v'nesata ozna badelus ha'yisi aymer yidku k'neged oizen badelus avu oizen lo yutzena, not the ear oizen mavroi klima rochik badelus k'dusiv es oznoi v'hodo yitain oznoi badelus, then put the ear against the door v'yikir es amatzeya v'yidku badelus mevar asheni, make a hole in the door on the other side k'neged oznoi l'kayv l'kachta matzeya v'nesata oznoi badelus. The answer is, Daikur v'yarid aznak shenai sa'adelas, atche magiel adelas, till you get to the door.
So is the hole being bored from the back of the ear towards the door? If he puts it against the door like this?
I honestly don't know, but I always thought the other way.
How do you bang this? You go from the back, it'd be easier, like this. If his head is against the door.
The way I understood it is he stands facing this way and the door is here, right? So his ear is against the door.
How do you put the edge of the door?
I think so. I'm not sure. Honestly, I don't know. I never saw a picture. Never watched one.
Is the hole going to be earring size hole or a lot larger?
Depends on the size of
whatever the ball is.
It's in the cartilage. It's not according to the way we paskin, it's in the cartilage. The Chachamim said not in the earlobe because they're making a claim about mum.
The cartilage, from a secular point of view, the cartilage would be very unwise. You can set up a really bad infection.
That's what the Torah said. Yeah, you can use a needle, so it doesn't have to be so big.
I think we'll have to wait until the U.S. machine and then Art School put out a pamphlet on how to board here.
Maybe. Something to my mind, too. Oh, Mamas, thank you for bringing up the next Gemara. I appreciate that. That Gemara by the Dallas Shemei Ani Bein Akura Bein Shein Akura. Could be a door that's attached to a house or a door that's removed from a house. It's a door. Talmud Leimim Mezuzah. It says, V'ratza Adayin Efes Azna Matzei. It says, V'nisata, where's the Pasuk? I'm trying to remember the Pasuk. Dallas Ayal Hamzuzam says, "What's mezuzah? My mezuzah be umud. Abdallas namim umud. And mezuzah by nature has to be attached to a house. If not, it's not a doorpost. A doorpost has to be a post of in a house. So therefore, the Dallas has to be attached as well.
So nothing
you do with
the doorpost. Still the door, just the door.
Exactly. Rashi Akurim and Hamzuzam Utelus Laaretz." It's not called the mezuzah, it's not attached. He darshened it like a chaymer. Rashi here explains chaymer is like a little thing of pearls or besamim that hang around the person's neck that make the person nicer. smell nicer, look nicer. So he dashes the psukim in a way that the psukim appeal to us. Why are we boring the ear? The ear that heard in Har Sinai that Hashem said the Jews are my servants, right? And v'lo avadim lavadim, avadayhem, it's supposed to say v'lo avadim lavadim. They're my servants, not servants of servants. And this guy went and got himself a master. If he's a meicher atzmai, well, that's what we're talking about. Yirtza. He should be bored. Frank and Achrayim, so why isn't he bored when he sells himself? Why are we boring him at the end of 6 years? So Achrayim answer, the punishment for selling yourself is that you're an Eved. That itself is a punishment. You're not an independent person. But if you want to extend it, you deserve a new punishment. So the new punishment is saying, you want to extend the situation? Didn't you hear in Sinai that you're a straight Eved from Hashem? And let me explain this Gemara, the way I understand it. We all get our panasa from the Rabbi Nishleilam. We are servants of the Rabbi Nishleilam. We have a direct relationship with the Rabbi Nishleilam. A person who sells himself from an Eved Ivri is saying, I'm not getting it directly from the Rabbi Nishleilam. I'm going to get it through a conduit of my master. What happened to Kli B'nei Yisrael Avadim? Why aren't you treasuring your straight relationship with the Rabbi Nishleilam? Why are you setting up a situation where you're not an independent person? Now you tell me every employee is the same thing? No. An employee can quit. An employee can take different jobs. This evidence locked in. That's why his ear gets bored. By the way, this is talking about a person who sells himself. The Rashi Chumash brings down that if he stole, it's the same thing. He heard in Har Sinai Le'Signav, and he went and stole, that's why he gets bored. Again, for perpetuating the situation.
So Evan is always selling himself then, right?
No.
Is there a situation where he's not?
Yeah, Bezen sells him.
I'm sorry?
Bezen sells him.
He sells him because?
He stole. But he didn't sell himself. He's forced to be sold. He stole. Can I just finish? I don't want to, if you don't mind, I want to go back and forth. Let me just finish and then we'll go back. Shemibu Rabbi Haidarish is Hamikraz Ekim and Chaymer. Manishtana Delis and Mezuzah Mikol Kelim Shababayas. Why adore the Mezuzah? I'm not going to Shemibu Delis and Mezuzah Shayedim and Mitzrayim, the Shashim Pesachtel Amashkev Ashtay Mezuzahs. When I jumped over the Maskev, I think is the lintel, and the two poor posts. I took them to freedom. That's why he's by the door, which is attached to a door post. Rashi, Chaimer, Tzroyer HaMargolias, with Tzroyer HaBaisem. It's like a little package. Totally the Tzavar, the Takshet, as an adornment. Yes.
Even if he's married, the master can still give him a
shift. Only if he's married can a master give him a shift.
Only if he's married. So what if he has a stipulation in his ksuba with his wife that he can't take any other wife?
It's not a wife.
It's not considered a wife. It has the same effect as a wife.
Doesn't make a difference. It's not a wife.
Why isn't the Adon rebuked the way that if he has to be in agreement, does he any suffer consequence like this?
Why should he?
He has to agree.
There's no Lufna Iver because the Torah didn't answer it. The Torah didn't say you can't sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. The Torah allowed it. The Torah doesn't think it's wise. But the Torah didn't say no selling from Eved Ivri. In fact, the Torah allowed a guy to be bored and stay to Yovel. It's allowed. It's not an Aveira. It's not an advisable thing for a person to not have that relationship with the Rabbi Nishleilam.
The Eved gets the brunt of it.
Not quite. The master did nothing wrong. He's keeping the Torah. He's not severing anything. You know, again, here we go again. I'm responsible for you. Why am I responsible for you? Take care of yourself. Right? It's the guy that makes Winkies. Therefore, if somebody eats it and kills somebody, so it's the guy that made Winkies' fault. Don't eat Winkies if you can't handle it.
Those big, super Big Macs, whatever they call them.
We're always trying to blame the other person. Why not blame the guy that's doing it? It's always the second great Rebbe's fault, the great Rebbe's fault, and the guy goes off the derech. It's always, we're always blaming everybody else besides the guy who's responsible. Every person is responsible for themselves. That's how the Rebbe Yisrael made it. Unless a person is a cherish, a shaita, or a cotton, they're responsible for themselves. There's nothing wrong for me to do something that's legal. It's not illegal. I don't know, I'm doing a chesed, I'm helping somebody out.
It's not a vera.
The word avera is a very broad term. Is it alive in the Torah? No. Is it us to do? No. Is it something recommended? No. Not where a person should be holding. Dr. Mishnah Vayta Evet Kanani, Nikne Bekesef, Mishtar, Bechazaka. Remember, we said that first Perik in Kedushin is not about Kedushin only. The first 13 blot were about Kedushin. Then we switched to Kinyanim. So we spent from Dav Yudal Amid Beis to Dav Chavez Amid Beis, 8 blot, talking about Evet Ivri. We're now leaving Evet Ivri, and we're moving to the next section. And that is Evet Kanani. Evet Kanani is a guy who's sold to a Yid, who's mekabel on himself mitzvahs of an Evet Kanani. He cannot become an Evet Kanani unless he willingly accepts to be a Evet Kanani, meaning he doesn't have to willingly accept to be an Evet, but he has to willingly accept the mitzvahs that come along with an Evet. If not, the master might have to get rid of him. That's a sugi yivamos. We're not going back there. We're talking now, how is this Evet acquired? How do you acquire a guy? What are the Kinyanim? By Evet Ivri, we had a whole list of Kinyanim, how you acquire him. How about by Evet Kanani? That's what this Mishnah is addressing.
What was the list by Evet Ivri?
The Mishnah. Evet Ivri nikne b'kesef b'shtar. And then it said how he acquires himself. That was Evet Ivri. We're leaving Evet Ivri. Going to Evet Kanani. Evet Kanani nikne b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. Evet Kanani is considered like land. And just like land is acquired through money, a star, and chazaka, Evet Kanani is considered like land. We learned that out from Sukkim, that an Evet Kanani is considered like land, which can be acquired one of three ways. Money, star, I write a star that I am selling a piece of land, or I am selling this Evet Kanani. And chazaka means, just like I work the field, I work the guy as an Evet. I can acquire him through working him. Now, obviously, somebody has to agree to sell him to me. Can't just go to a guy in the street and make him an Evet. There's got to be some kind of agreement. But I'm not even talking about Kanani now, just to be an Evet. But, or I conquer him in war. That's a means of acquisition. But again, it has to be, he becomes an Evet by one of three, my Evet by one of three things. And kindness atzmai. Now, the Mishnah is not going to give you a whole list of kindness atzmai. The Mishnah, the Gemara will discuss that. At this point, the Mishnah is going to zero in on two things. There's two ways he can become free. If the master agrees to free him. We're not talking now about knocking out his eye and tooth and all that. That's going to come later. We're talking about if the master agrees to free him, what is the process that he can become free? There are two ways, and I need a few minutes to explain it. One is through money, and one is through shtar. Each one has an inherent problem. Money, who pays the money? How does he get free through money? Now, the master has to be willing to free him. The master is not obligated. It's not Evet Ivri, where the Evet Ivri comes over with the money and drops it on his lap and says, I'm out. Can't do that. The master has to agree to free him. Now, for whatever reason, the master agrees to free him. So now he's becoming free. There has to be a mechanism to free him. How do you free him? So one of the ways is kesef. The master can insist on being paid a certain amount. And when he's paid a certain amount, the eved goes free. Who pays that money? Where does this money come from? Can an eved have money? How can he buy his freedom when he can never have money? Mashkan eved kana rabbi. Therefore, Rameir says, because of idei acherim, other people can pay the master and say, we're paying you that he should become free. We're not buying him. We're not buying him as a slave. We can do that also. We're not buying him. We want to buy his freedom. By accepting this money, you are freeing him. Everybody has to be in agreement. Everybody has to be on the same page. Let me finish. Ubishtar, aidei atzmai. And if a master wants to free him with a shtar, he can write a shtar shikrur and give that shtar shikrur to the eved, and the eved goes free. Gitoi v'yadoi v'oin kachas. We talked about that. That the minute he receives the shtar shikrur, he goes free because he doesn't have a hand, but it happens simultaneously. That's the very mayor. The chachamim ayin v'kasavai de'atzmai. He can redeem himself with money, and the Gemara is going to ask, how does he have money? That's going to be the Gemara's question. We'll leave it for the Gemara. And b'shtar aidei acherim, other people can accept his shtar. The Gemara is going to want to know, why can't he accept his own shtar? We'll have to see. That's what the Rabbana say. The money has to start by somebody else. How does it ever have money? The only way he can have money is if somebody gives it to him. If nobody gave him the money, how can he have money? Now, the guy has to give it to him with conditions, as we will see in the Gemara. So we'll leave that for the Gemara, but that's what the Mishnah is saying. Yes, doctor?
Obviously, this is permissible, and they wouldn't be able to talk about it.
No, it's not permissible.
Okay, that's what I thought. It says Leilua.
So therefore?
How do we allow him to be...
Nobody said allowed. The question is, what works?
How do we allow it to work?
Okay. A person's not allowed, a Kohen Gadol's not allowed to marry an Amana. What if he does? She's married.
The other question, I mean, I heard what you're saying, but this is like below suboptimal behavior to wrong.
Again, he's over an answer.
Okay.
For freaking out. There is a Rashba that quotes a Ramban that says, that the Isra of Lailah, the Isra of freeing an Eved is for no reason. But if you have a good reason to free him, like he did you an unbelievable favor, then you're allowed to free him. That's the Rashba. I spoke it out way back in Dr. Base. And that's the Shita. So according to that, it's not even an Isra. We have a Gemara earlier, we had in Gittin, way back in Gittin, that if you need him for minyan, you can free him. Because you need a minyan. There's many ways that there's a heter, but that's not the case of this Gemara. We're not getting involved in the legality. We're getting involved in the validity. It's valid.
The Rashba makes a lot more comfortable. The other one is kidnapping a way of acquiring.
I don't know. Pashtus, it's only in war. Kinyan of Muhammad is a Kinyan.
The most common way of getting slaves at this time is just raiding parties.
I don't know if that's called war. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's
okay, so I mean, halachically, I don't know what it's called war. I don't know. Rashi. Kainas asma yad rabbi bekasar deyachem shitnu l'rabbi. Amanashe heze ben chayrim. They give it to his master on the condition that he goes free. Who asma l'yikabu mehem? Rameir holds, you can't give money to an eved on the condition that his master doesn't own it. There's no such thing. And therefore, Rameir holds, you cannot walk over to Nebuchadnezzar and say, listen, I'm giving you $1,000 on the condition that your master doesn't own it. The Rabbanon holds, that works. Rameir says, no, that doesn't work. The Gemara will explain the whole thing. The Eved ain't l'klum. The Matzah Metziah, if he found something, it's all belongs to his master. The money has to come from somebody else. So Rashi's explaining. The Rabbanan hold, you can give an Eved a present and make it conditional that his master not own it. And therefore, he now has his own money. He can go redeem himself. If the master is willing to redeem, let him go. The mayor holds, cannot give an evident present like that. And therefore, it's impossible.
Why don't we say this by evident present?
The what?
That's kind of
because he's not. He's a guy. He's not a guy.
But under his...
Therefore what? We went through this a million times. And evident reason is a frum yid who's a completely independent person who has chiyuvim as an employee for 6 years and he can't quit, and he produces avadim knanim for his master. There is a gufoy kanoi, that he's more than a worker, he can't just wave goodbye, but he's not in any way owned by his master like chattel is. He's not.
Yeah, we have the children, yeah.
Yes, doctor.
I would suggest it's a better term for an evidentiary is an indentured servant who's bound contractually to a master as opposed to an Eved Kanani who is property, who is owned.
Yeah, that would be a nice way of saying it.
When it comes to the amount that that they're paying for the Eved to be free over here, so when it came to the Eved Ivri, there's like a formula.
Right.
So over here, there's no formula.
No formula. It's like land. You buy land, you don't have to sell it. And if you sell it, you sell it at the price you want. There is no way to force, in this Mishnah, it's going to be later, there's no way to force a master to free his Eved. He's not forcible.
Well, Eved Ivri can early.
Eved Ivri has a right to buy himself back against the wishes of the master. At the price of the purchase price, or today's price, whatever is lower. That we learned.
So the Eved Kanani can really make life miserable for them.
Sure can.
So, you know.
But the Eved Kanani can be whipped also. Can't kill him, but you can whip him. I mean, let's retreat back to 1830 in South, where slavery was legal. I'm sorry. Like peanuts. Now, Where slavery was legal. So slaves could make life miserable for the master. So there was a way of controlling them. That's what happened. That doesn't mean they never rebelled. That doesn't mean they never made trouble. But they could be whipped. Now, in those days, you could even kill an Eved. I don't know what the rules were in the South. In the Torah, you're not allowed to kill an Eved Kanani. A person that kills an Eved Kanani is Chayim Misa. The owner, if he lives 24 hours, is not Chayim Misa. That's the halacha of Yom Yomayim. We're not getting involved in that now. But that's not... But, you know, but you could beat him. The pasuk says, B'dvarim lo yusar Eved. Words don't always work. Sometimes things have to be beyond words. You're right. By the way, it's very possible. The Gemara Baba Kama talks about an Eved Kanani burning down other people's fields to get his master to pay. So the Gemara says you're not chayiv to pay for the damages your Eved does, because if you were, the Eved would eat you out of house and home. He'd go do so much damage that you'd have to get rid of him because you wouldn't want to pay all those damages. So the Gemara says, therefore, you're not responsible for the Eved. Which it makes it that an Eved could go damage people and get away with it, at least down in this world.
Insurance.
Yes.
We don't have to go to the South. If you look at the Pale, the Eastern in Eastern Europe, a lord of the land could use a knout, something called a K-N-O-U-T, a knout, which is a particularly lethal kind of whip, and it's very easy to break someone's back with it.
Yeah, could be. I'm just, showing my historical knowledge of George Washington.
Where I'm from was we used to do trips to Carver. It was not far from Carver's farm.
Fekti Gemara. Minala. How do I know that an Eved Ivri can have acquired to cast him Shtar Chazaka? The Sibin Sachal Tavaisim Lefnechem Akrech. What? I said Ivri. I made a mistake. Misspoke. How do I know an Eved Kanani can be acquired through cast him Shtar Chazaka? The Sibin Sachal Tavaisim Lefnechem Akrech. The Reches Achuzov. To inherit them as a achuza. Achuza usually refers to land. Hakeshna kosov was the achuza. Maas de achuza nikna bekasim b'shtar b'chazaka. Abev ha-knani nikna bekasim b'shtar b'chazaka. Rashi, kasim shtar nikna b'chazaka. Mekama yalu b'pirkin. Later on, the Gemara will bring proof that you can buy land because of Ustai Chazaka. Now Rashi has a problem. Why are we calling him Evet Kanani? Why are we picking on Kanani? Kanani is one nation. Avadim come from every nation. It could be Evet Mexicani, right? Evet Guatemala. Why are we picking? Okay. Why are we picking?
The next 10 minutes before it's gone.
Why? Why are we picking on an Evet Kanani? So Rashi, Chol Oiv Dikachavim Kananim, Mishanim Kerla Evet, Elishakol Avodim Nikroim Al Shem Kanan, Mishanim Be Evet Avodim. Since the Torah recognized Kanan as an Evet, so all non-Jewish Avodim are called Evet Kananim. That's all. Because that's how the Torah, the only person that the Torah called an Evet in the Torah is Kanan. So therefore, now we're not even allowed to take Evet Kananim Pashtus from the Sheva Umos. Sometimes it's allowed, sometimes not. We're not going to get involved. But all guys and slaves are called Evet Kanani because the Torah called Kanan an Evet. Evet Avadim, right? Said Evet Avadim, right? Effective by say Masa the Achusa Chazeres Lebadlo Beyavo Av Evet Kanani Chayso Lebadlo Beyavo. Maybe an Evet Kanani goes free in Yovel, if you're comparing him to Zdei Achuza. Talmud Leimar, Pasuk says, L'aylam behem tavaydu. This is forever.
Here,
Aylam
does not mean
Yovel. Here, Aylam does not mean Yovel. So, Tysus, because it wouldn't have to say it. It could just say Zdei Achuza. Why did it have to say L'aylam? Tell me, this is forever. Okay, we will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful...